This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, October 13. Enough. Our reading comes from John chapter 14. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak in my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Have you ever felt distant from God? You might be doing all the right things: attending worship, reading the Bible, praying, helping others. Yet God doesn't seem close. Maybe you've felt this way in a crisis, or even in the midst of daily routines. You just wish that God would show you who he is and that he's active. Philip seems to show that sentiment, saying, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." But Jesus is surprised by this. He says, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time?" Jesus had revealed the Father throughout his entire ministry. Jesus is himself God and has made him known. He taught that he is equal with God. He also said, "I and the Father are one." Jesus had also made several "I am" statements using the Lord's special name, "I am who I am." He had walked on water and had raised people from the dead. That night, Jesus had also eaten his last supper with his disciples, telling them he would soon die and rise again. Yet Philip wanted more revelation. Would it really be enough? In worship today, we can interact with and rejoice in the risen Christ. May these opportunities, worship, reading God's word, prayer, and more, warm your heart to the truth of who God is and how he works in our lives. God has revealed himself and is close to you. Pray with me. Lord, give me eyes of faith to see you working in my life and draw me close to you today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.